This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 108. Those weird SEO backlinks everyone is getting constantly. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because everybody is emailing me and everybody is asking me the same question. Hey, what's up with these weird SEO backlinks I keep seeing in Ahrefs? Now, specifically, they are referring to these links that everybody is getting that say things like, find the best DA backlinks for your website here. Like, that's what the link says, okay? That's what we're going to talk about in this episode. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started, everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. So, you have probably seen these because I have seen them a lot. And people are emailing me about them. And every time we look into a client's website or their competition's website or literally anything, almost anything, we see these backlinks. So in this episode, I'm going to tell you why they are being built and what their purpose is. You might know the answer already. Let me tell you a little bit more about it first, because you might not actually know what I'm talking about. So what happens is you go into Ahrefs or whatever tool you like, and you look at your own backlinks, okay? And meaning backlinks to your website. And you see all of these backlinks, and there's usually many of them, okay? There's usually a bunch of these. And they say things like, high DR backlinks to your website. Find the best high DA backlink and high authority domains for your website here. Sometimes they have your domain name in it. It will say something like the best DR backlinks for your domain, like it'll say the name of your domain, are available, right? And it's like, it's weird. You're like, what is this nonsense? And they're all like usually nofollow, okay? So anyway, you've probably seen these. We have seen recently where more than half of the backlinks going to a website are those kinds of backlinks, okay? It's really weird. Like a year ago, there was one company, maybe two companies doing this, and now there are a lot of companies doing this. If you follow any of those links, they take you either to some like sales page where they're trying to sell you backlinks or domains, or they take you to a marketplace where a person is trying to sell things, okay? It's literally just marketing, okay? Like, that's all it is. So let me explain why. Okay, there is a specific kind of person who checks their own website with tools like Ahrefs, okay? By the way, like, it's probably a good idea. You need to look at your own website in Ahrefs, right? But anyway, so people look, and here's the thing. If somebody is using Ahrefs or, you know, that kind of tool, they understand the importance of backlinks. So they probably are more likely to be interested in buying backlinks, okay? So anyway, they see these backlinks and they're like, that looks different, and then they click on it, and then they get to this like sales page or marketing page or whatever, and it's always the same. I've seen multiple links that all take you to the same page trying to sell you backlinks. I'm not going to say anything about them, but so anyway, the reason they are making these backlinks is because the people that are looking at their own websites in Ahrefs are probably going to see these backlinks, click on them, and then they're trying to sell those people backlinks. Okay, it's literally marketing. Okay. That's all it is. And they put like a distinct phrasing in it so to make you like more likely to click on it, like the best DA backlinks are available for you here or something. It's guys, it's marketing. It's only marketing. Okay. It must be working because a lot of people are doing it now, but I don't know. Anyways, okay. So a question I get is, what is up with all of these? So I just explained that. So, okay, hopefully you know that. The other question I get is, are these hurting my website? Look, probably not. There are no follows. And like everybody has these backlinks now. So like, probably not. Like if they're hurting you, they're also hurting all the other websites on the internet. Okay. Like we recently were looking into a website for a client and it had 50 referring domains and like 47 of them were this kind of spam for SEO marketing. Okay. Like there were 3 actual backlinks and 47 marketing backlinks. Anyways, so you know how anytime there's like a thing on the internet, it becomes ruined with marketing, right? Like remember when the internet was great back in the day before everything was like trying to get you to buy some nonsense? The same thing is happening with SEO. You can't even get backlinks now without people trying to like sell you stuff. Anyway, my suggestion is that you ignore them because it's just marketing. Okay. They will probably vanish eventually. Nobody's going to keep, well, they might keep them. I don't know. It's whatever. Anyways, you probably have like multiple of them because most websites do. Most websites that we look at have these kinds of backlinks now. Not some websites, not a couple websites, most websites that we look at have these now. Okay. They're marketing. Anyways, I hope you get it now. Anyway, it's not like a big deal. But I just wanted to explain this really quickly because everybody has the same question these days. And possibly now you know. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is Grumpy SEO Guy. You can visit the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet, and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And I will talk to you later. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday for another episode.